Hey folks, this episode of Storyworthy is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code STORY8, and you are supporting this podcast.
And we thank you.
Hi, it's Naomi Pepper from American Horror Story Asylum. Play with us on Storyworthy.
Welcome to the Storyworthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finney.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn and I'm here with
Hannes Finney, and we're coming to you from the Men's Warehouse in downtown Milwaukee.
Have you ever bought a suit from the Men's Warehouse, really?
Of course I have.
Is it when you get one suit for $99.99, or is it three suits
No, that's the Hollywood Suit Outlet down on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's the one I'm familiar.
Those suits are made entirely of lead.
What's interesting
poisonous
about
lead.
I don't think that's true, but I'll tell you what I like about those suits are the colors, at least in the window. It's like the United Colors of Benetton in suits.
Right, exactly.
And they're so cheap.
Yeah, exactly. They're cheap and they're bright, which means it's Pimporama.
But I have to tell you, Hannes, tonight's guest, Naomi Grossman, I don't think that that's the kind of suits that she's talking about.
No, her topic is?
Men in ties.
Men in ties. Women love men in ties, don't they?
There is something about a naked woman and a man in a suit that is just outrageous.
Yes. I like to call that a client prostitute relationship. No.
It has to be a nice suit. You know what I mean?
Right. No, women look good. Women look best naked and men look best clothed for the most part.
I think you just hit it on the head.
Right.
I swear to God, I think that's absolutely
like,
right.
Like, remember that
women are beautiful. Some men are beautiful, but a lot of men. There's some stuff going on.
Well, as always, everything relates back to Seinfeld or The Simpsons with me. And they, of course, had a great quote where, you know, a woman's body is a work of art, but a man's body is like a Jeep. It's for getting around. But, yeah, no, I think this is why when you combine the two, like you have that cover a couple of years ago with Jennifer Aniston naked except for a man's tie.
Yes.
See, there's something about that. Like,
shot.
She just took the tie off the guy who is still wearing his...
Right. Maybe he only has the tie on. In other words, the jacket has come off. The shirt is unbuttoned. The pants, the best part about the suit pants is generally you just unclip that one part and they just fall down. You know what I mean?
Really?
It's not like they're not really hugging the butt as much.
Oh, I see
it's
what you
like
mean.
It's like jeans where you have to like down.
Right, which is not an attractive look for most men.
Zip, gone.
Right, good. You see, now I'm thinking from taking them off. The thing about suit pants is they don't have like one button in them. They have like... There's a button on the inside, and then there's another button
that
goes over on the other side.
Right.
And when you're trying to get out of that after you're used to just wearing jeans for your whole life, it becomes a problem. But looking at it from the, like, please take your pants off as soon as possible side,
right.
That would be your side, of course, of every conversation is please take your pants off.
True.
I see what you're saying.
No, I was excited when she brought up this topic, men in ties. For myself, I've only dated one man who wore suits. One man.
On a regular basis, not just for
weddings. On a regular basis, he's a lawyer.
Weddings.
He wore suits to work. Or maybe I've dated two men, but the point, well, only one was gay, one was not. This guy that I'm going to tell you about, he was not gay.
The gay man, when you pulled his pants off, he immediately picked them up and put them over the proper hanger. That's how you know whether the guy is gay or not. If he lets his $400 pants just lie on the ground so he can have sex with you, that guy's straight.
He did have some nice suits, I'll say that. But this guy that I started dating, I met him on an airplane. He was in first class, and I was a flight attendant at the time. Exactly. It was just like that. As I've said before, I was a flight attendant during the good old days, which means pre-9/11. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything was more fun about flying. I'll say that. And I had just come out of my first marriage. It had ended, as you know, because my ex-husband got another girl pregnant.
Right. And that guy was a musician and
Did not wear suits.
Right.
Exactly. And so now I'm on the airplane and this first class passenger is wearing this fine wool suit and suspenders. Who's ever done that? And these really nice shoes.
Because his genitals are so big that they need to be held in with suspenders. The tie up a belt won't do it.
He was going from Pittsburgh, where I was based at the time, to Washington, D.C. for like a quick meeting with the senator from Oregon. And he flirted with me immediately, and I thought to myself, okay, now this is the kind of guy I need to be dating. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The suit alone. Now, I'm in a polyester uniform. But there's something about that, too, that can be...
Oh, that's hot.
Well, I don't know about the flight attendant uniform, especially in the 90s. This was not like the flight attendant uniforms of, like, the Pan Am hot, young 60s, you know, flight attendants. By the time I was a flight attendant, I had to wear, like, a tab around my neck.
No. But you were a hot, young chick in an old woman's uniform. That's hot because you start to think about what it'll look like heaped on the floor.
I don't know about that. But
trust
I think
me.
That it's like a guy maybe wants to see a girl in thigh highs and a garter.
Yeah.
And girls like to make out with a guy in a suit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this guy, he had a closet full of beautiful suits. He had his own tailor, and he had $100 ties. And so we started talking on the airplane, and I told him I was performing in Pittsburgh at the Funny Bone because I was doing stand-up there. I know, right?
And he pretended to be interested.
Right, on a Tuesday night. And then he says, he was older, by the way.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I'll get to that. He said, perfect, that's great. I'll come down Tuesday because that's the night I don't have my kids. So that was like my first, you know, blow with like dating somebody with kids. I hadn't experienced that yet because I was only 28, 27. Right. By the way, he was 44.
Mm-hmm.
He used to tell people I was 30, even though I was only 27. And I would say, why do you say that? And he'd say, because 30 sounds better. And I'd say, well, so does 40, but you're not.
I like that, yeah.
So anyway, but things didn't work out with him, but we're still friends. And his son recently moved to Los Angeles. Now, I don't think he knows my podcast. Well, even if he does, he should hear this. His son, this is the little boy, he was only 4 years old when I met him. Now, my buddy Bruce says, hey, my son's coming out. Can you meet him? This was last year. So I meet up with him to take him to In-N-Out Burger. But now he's like 22 and super hot. That's strange. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's the version of the guy you dated that you never got to see was the 22-year-old version.
Exactly. I didn't know that guy in his 20s, his 30s. Exactly. So I never knew how hot he could be till I met his son.
Wow. This is filthy dirty. And you took him to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger. Anyway, so, you know, we'll see In-N-Out. How that works out. I don't know. Hey, you guys.
It's like sex. Get it?
I don't think that's the way In-N-Out Burger. I don't think they're represented that way. In fact, I think on the bottom of their cups it says John 3:16. No, I'm serious. In-N-Out Burger is like a whole religious thing behind it.
Well, they're trying to cover up.
What?
I see. It's dirty. It's based on filth. Look, it's based on meat going into a soft bun. Oh, it's the whole thing. It's just, there's cheese involved.
Have you ever seen Hannes Finney in The Fast Foodie? If you haven't seen The Fast Foodie, that's something to look up on Funny or Die.
Funny or Die, that's right.
Hannes Finney has a great role in a film. It's a web series, right?
Directed by
Fast Foodie.
Yes.
My ex-husband.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did want to mention that if you'd like to support Storyworthy, and we sure wish you would, when you shop at Amazon, here's what you do. You go to our website first. storyworthypodcast.com.
And then you click on the Amazon banner. You shop normally.
Just like you always shop.
You buy all of your pornography, and then we get a taste.
We get a taste. And even if you buy, like, back-to-school supplies, that seems to be popular. Perhaps Christmas, early Christmas gifts.
Whatever
I don't know.
You need to add to your shopping cart
whatever
to cover up the pornography that you've buried deep inside it. It's just like in the old days. You'd be like, well, I'll buy this The Economist magazine and perhaps a Time and... Jugsomania.
All right, you guys.
I just happened to have picked this up.
All right, you guys. Amazon.com. That would really help us out.
And remember, folks, Storyworthy is an official selection of the LA Podfest, which is happening October 4th, 5th, and 6th in Santa Monica.
I can't wait. We don't have the schedule yet, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so if you want information, just go to lapodfest.com. lapodfest.com.
You got to get off work that weekend. You know that.
That's lapodfest.com.
Yes. Get off work that weekend, will you?
Oh, fine. You know how I love to go to work.
All right, you guys. This is exciting. We have an amazing storyteller here. Her name is Naomi Grossman. She's been on the show before, Hannes.
She's been on the show several times. Yeah, she was on the regular show. She was on our most recent Celebrity Storyworthy.
Exactly. And she plays, one of her biggest accomplishments is the role of Pepper in American Horror Story.
American Horror Story
Insane
Apocalypse.
Asylum.
No, that wasn't
Insane
it.
Asylum.
Insane Asylum. America's
It could be Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. That'll be the video game version, right?
Anyway, she's just a ball of talent, and I'm so excited she's here. So, folks, wherever you are, stay tuned because Naomi Grossman is on her way here. Hey, Hannes, I wanted to talk a little bit about our friends over at Squarespace.
Oh, please do.
Yes, yes. You know, Squarespace, they have these beautiful designs for you to start your website with and all the different style options you need to create a totally unique website for you or your business.
Right, and it's incredibly easy to use. But if you need some help or you're technologically challenged like I am, Squarespace has an amazing support team, works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You could talk to a human being.
That's right. And it starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year.
So start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today.
That's right, folks. At Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code STORY8 to get 10% off and to show your support for Storyworthy.
Squarespace is everything you need to create an exceptional website.
Yay!
I'm Blaine Capatch, and you're listening to Storyworthy, don't you know?
And we're back. All right. The girls have helped me pick out several suits. I've been trying them on, and I want you to imagine sort of a montage with a peppy song behind it. That's what's been happening. And we're back.
And Hannes is like dancing in front of like this three-way mirror, and he's just doing these spins.
Right,
he's
I put on the tight pants. I come out. As I go back in, behind my back, there's a close-up of the two girls looking at each other, eyes rolling, like, "Oh boy, he thinks he can pull that off." And commercial.
I think it'd be fun to go buy a suit with a guy and like just sit back on the stool or the couch and just watch him, you know, be
and
uncomfortable.
Just judge.
I feel like sometimes if I have to get, well, you know, but trying on clothes, it can be very uncomfortable. I'd like to see somebody else do that in front of me, you know, a little show.
Wait a minute, you've never helped a man buy clothes?
No.
Everyone I've ever met has helped me buy clothes.
Oh, no, I think I used to help Matt, but that was like on the level of the Gap or Old Navy. You know what I mean? It wasn't like.
Oh, you want to see him in the good stuff. You want to see him in the equivalent of taking a woman to get her wedding dress.
Yeah, something like
that. Where that goes on and there's a lot of, yeah, it's funny. You're such a girl. Every time a guy has to help a woman, it's like, she's like, how do you like this? It's fine. Can we buy it? Can we go? I'm hungry. Well, no, how's this one? It's good. Can we buy it? I'm hungry. It's like, guys are, this is where the gay men come in very handy for the women.
I see. All right, you guys. Well, we've got a real storyteller here, thank God. Naomi Grossman, she's here right now. She is best known for her portrayal of the fan favorite Pepper on FX's American Horror Story Asylum. Now, previously, Naomi wrote, produced, and starred in two hit solo shows. They were called, do you know, Hannes?
Penis Agina.
No. That wasn't one. One was called Carnival Knowledge, Love, Lust, and Other Human Oddities.
That's close.
What's wrong with you? And the other one is Girl in an Argentine Landscape. Because I believe she's from I'm not sure. There's something.
No, actually, I remember she went to the Argentine because I saw when she did our friend Janice Bremick, the renowned makeup artist. She and Naomi had their one woman shows together on the same night.
And hers was the
marathon. And hers was about going to Argentina.
Right. And then Janice's was about the marathon.
Yes.
I remember.
She actually just ran to Argentina. It was the strangest marathon in the world.
Let's get back to Naomi. Both of her solo shows, by the way, received critical acclaim, which is, there's so much work that goes into a solo show. I mean, just to even do one is amazing, and then to do two.
Right, and these were not like, oh, it's a person in a black box theater and there's no production value. There was production value.
Yeah,
there were sets, there was lighting, there were things happening.
She was naked, I think, one or two times, as I recall.
I'm not sure if she was naked in the show. She's usually naked in her posters, because this is Hollywood, and that's, no, I'm serious.
Well, that's fair enough.
Hey, it's Hollywood, baby. You do what you got
to
do.
If you'd like to find Naomi, you can find her at naomigrossman.net or follow her on Twitter at Naomi W. Grossman. Wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Naomi Grossman.
After several months in a listless and loveless sexless affair, I decided it was time to move on. If I wanted action, I'd have to take it myself. So I joined a nonprofit liberal public policy advocacy group, where I came to know my next boyfriend-elect. MoveOn.org. Move on. That's what I should have done. But I was blinded by the suit. Silk tie, cufflinks, flag pin, wingtips, pleat front, pinstripe, freshly pressed slacks. Whew, he was almost too buttoned down to be working for Howard Dean. That's right. A man with a job working for a cause at a desk
with a chair even.
He took me on a great date. So I was watching NewsHour with Jim Lehrer last night when... Oh, you watched too. Cool. Well, then you saw Gergen and Shields and all the pundits. Oh, it was crazy. Oh, you can pull in right there. Yeah, I had a good time too. Kiss me? Huh? I like that. The future was looking brighter. I could taste it. And then he dropped the bomb. I need to use the men's room. Do you mind if I come up? Where is his intelligence aides? The date had gone so well. Why the slimy politician all of a sudden? Come on, Democrats! Okay. First door to your left. Can I get you anything? I turned from the fridge to see what he wanted, which was suddenly very obvious to me as he stood there with his pants off. I let out a Howard Dean scream. Yeah! Erections aren't till November! What the hell do you think you're doing? What? They're gonna wrinkle. Well, he was definitely left-leaning. Still, there was no debating. My Democrat donkey just turned into a raging jackass! Oh, so you're just gonna take him off? Aren't they coming off anyway? Mr. Smith, time to go to Washington. Better buckle up your beltway. I'm voting Republican. So I donkey-kicked his ass out of there. Put me in a blue state, all right. The suit, the tie. Ooh, he seemed like a winner. But now, thanks to his conservatively disguised ultra-liberal tactics, I was on a losing streak. Or a loser streak.
You said it. You called it, Christine. Those pants drop easy. Well, he didn't even want to drop his pants. It just happened.
He really, how far into the date was, it wasn't even a date.
I mean, no, we went on a date. Okay. I didn't add that part.
So what did you do?
We went on a date. He drove me home.
So then you
kissed me. It was perfect until...
And then he said he wanted to come upstairs and use the bathroom. And then part. You...
Yeah. Well, why do you... I mean, he took his pants off... because he didn't want them to get wrinkled in the passion of getting them off if you were going to go further.
He thought they were coming off anyway.
I know, but that's just so gross.
I know!
Because, like, why would... That's not sexy.
No.
Not sexy at all.
No.
Leave the pants on.
Even I know that's not sexy because a woman taking your pants off, sexy. A woman watching you drop your pants... vaudeville.
Well, and just that's so presumptuous.
Right, exactly. Right.
Why well, there's think? That. Yes, there's.
Like, oh, can I go to the bathroom? It's like code for let's get it on. No.
So what was going on at that MoveOn.org convention? What was happening?
I'm sure it was all just hookups all over.
Guys with ties.
But what were you doing?
Oh, I was looking for a guy with a tie.
But were you just there, observing what was happening at the convention?
Well, no. I mean, I am left leaning myself.
Right, of course.
And so, you know, I thought that would be a nice place to meet a nice guy.
And so, how long did you spend there before you met that guy?
Oh, it was just a day.
Just a day. But I was just wondering if you ever, did you follow Howard Dean at all, or that was just a.
Yeah. I mean, I drank the Kool-Aid.
Wait, so did you drink? Wait, so you went there, you were one day, you met him, you went out that night? No.
I don't think it worked quite like, yeah. I mean, this was a while, now that I tell the story, Howard Dean, what was that, like 8 years ago?
Well, but still, I remember a lot of people, like Penelope Lombard, she worked for Howard Dean, and a lot of different people, especially out here, were very supportive.
Yeah.
Of him.
No, oh, definitely. I mean, he's real deal.
No, and he would never just drop his pants.
No.
He would never. He would say, can I come up and discuss some policy issues with you? That would be his code for let's get it on.
What was that screaming rant he would go on? He would just start screaming.
No, he just did that. This is where home video of cameras are everybody having a camera every second is. He was in a small room filled with enthusiastic supporters. It's late at night. They're all like, we're going to win. We're going to win. So I remember it's like he's trying to be heard. Over this noise, he's trying to whip up these people who are, it's in a frenzy, like, we're going to go and we're going to win Iowa and we're going to win Wisconsin and we're going to win. And he goes, ah, ah.
But it's
just
sad.
like woohoo. Except he went ah. It's like people like he's crazy. It's like
he was caught up in the moment.
He wasn't standing
crazy,
in a shopping mall somewhere and going ah. That would be crazy if you're in a room with like 500 people who are screaming your name. It's not that weird a thing to do.
I mean, I guess so, but let's face it, it's a pretty funny clip.
The poor guy, he lost out on the campaign, he lost out on presidency because he was enthusiastic, and that's sad.
But that's looking at it with rose-colored glasses is like he wasn't. People are like, oh, he would have been president except for that. I really don't think he would have been president except for that. Yeah. He was not even it was early in the campaign. There were a lot of people still in the race. I don't think he was going to get nominated anyhow. So
nomination, that was the fancy word.
Well,
but what I'm trying to say is look at where we've come to. Like, Anthony Weiner, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
That fucking
amazing
guy.
I mean, this guy just, you know, he just kind of got enthusiastic in front of a crowd, and he's out.
Well, I don't think there was Instagram back then when Howard Dean was around. I don't think there was the social media that there is now, which makes everything more like we're living in an aquarium. I mean, everything's getting caught now.
But wouldn't it be great if Howard Dean had that? He sends a woman a message. I've got a boner. Ah! It's like that's the sound he makes every time.
Poor Sean Merrick. That's going to pop in his headphone.
Hey,
Naomi.
My
listen,
boner is going to pop in his headphone?
So that
that's
guy
unfortunate.
Did wear cufflinks because that's a turn on for sure.
Exactly. That's
you're still
I'm
looking
saying.
For the
he
silver
seemed,
lining here.
On paper, he was perfect.
Right.
See,
it was
this
just
is
the
you were looking at him
part.
With eyes that said, oh my God, you're perfect. I've been waiting for you my whole life. Which he interpreted as, I want to have sex with you right now. But that's not what you were thinking because you're a woman. A woman is like, this is awesome. Everything's going great. I'm going to have great sex with you two dates from now. And he could not uninterpret
the rest of my life. That's what I was really thinking about.
Ever and ever. You know,
wow,
I have to
you
say.
Wow, you were jumping the gun.
Well, why not?
Well, because
he
just
wears a tie.
Oh,
do you
my
see?
Gosh.
Do you understand?
Listen, have you dated other guys with ties?
No.
With suits?
I mean, no. We live on the West Coast. Where
LA,
are they?
In L.A., it is more popular for a man to own just a tux for an awards show and no suits at all than have any suits. So they usually have, like, their regular clothes and then one tux. And no suits.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a jacket. Do you have a jacket, Hannes?
I have an actual suit, which I need to replace. But I wear it so infrequently that it's like once every, 8 months, I will take it out and I can reach in my pocket and pull out all the tickets of where I've worn the suit to.
Listen, maybe this is what's holding you back from getting married to Sherry because you don't want to wear the suit that you have. Is it that?
No. That's,
is that part of it?
No. No. I want to say, Naomi, I remember, I can't remember if it was some gathering of either our mutual friend Janice or you, somebody's birthday, and you were there, and you were in the middle of your carnival show, I think, and you say to Janice and the other girls there, you're like, oh my God, like the carpenter or the electric guy, somebody sent me a dick pic, some guy who worked
could've
on your
either.
Show.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I
like,
hadn't had that.
And
we're
like, what does this guy think? So naturally, of course, Janice and Denny are like, let me see. This is what guys don't understand when they send a picture of their junk around is like all of her girlfriends are going to see it. And me, because I'm like, well, let me see what's going on here. And it's like this guy just was like, hey, you know what I think a woman wants to see? It's like Brett Favre. It's like just a picture out of context.
Right.
Of my junk.
Right.
The women don't think like that.
So
they need context.
What was that picture like? I mean, what are we talking about? Because you can't just open that up and not tell us that.
I was going to say it's a guy with a boner, but there's no guy in the picture.
It's just a boner?
Just
a
boner.
Oh, that's strange.
See, but
separated
that's what meant.
From a body?
And that, yeah. No, yes. It,
just
he sliced it off.
The anatomy. Oh, my God.
No,
I do
no.
remember this, though, because he was working for me. He was.
But you were like, what?
He was he built my set.
So he built the set for your show, and he started sending you dick pics.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
I know. It was not.
Did you have to talk with him and have a conversation? Like, this is not going to work.
Yeah. How?
No.
Was...
It worked.
Oh, so you went out with him?
Well, no. I just.
You ignored it and.
Did you text him back?
I didn't reciprocate.
Did you sext
the text?
Him back?
No.
You didn't sext back?
No. I'm a
so
taker.
So how many of those did you get?
Oh, I have a few. I think I still have them.
Oh, my gosh. I want to look at your phone. I have
so wait,
nothing.
So, yeah. So basically, you did. You just pretended that you never got them. And he never said anything.
No, no. I think I, I'm sure I addressed it.
Because it would be a tough one. Like, listen, your penis, I reject it.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Not. See, that's going to be tough. To, even though he deserved to be rejected, because it's like, dude, guys are so stupid. We're so stupid.
I'm going to put that on a loop. That's going to be my telephone ring.
Oh, that should be. That's going to be. Yeah, no, that'll be when I call you. That's what's going
to
happen.
I would love to hear that.
Guys are so stupid. But so, you know, the whole Brett Favre thing. I mean, it's like. Really, you're you know, remember he sent to the masseuse of the New York Jets. He sent a picture, which I saw, which, by the way, at least your guy bothered to put a little effort in and get a boner before he took the picture. Brett Favre is just like, here it is.
Really? I never saw that picture, and I'm not surprised.
Like, okay,
you have,
all right, guys who are going to do this, here, what you want to do is you got to put the phone underneath your
is
dick.
Is that right?
If you take it from the angle of you looking down at it past your gut,
right?
I don't think women are really not going to respond to that. Like, you can't even bother to stand up and get a boner. It's like Brett Favre went, I'm sitting here, I'm watching TV. Here.
Well, he doesn't have a gut, I'll guarantee you that.
No, he doesn't, but he just kind of went, he just took the phone, took a picture of his crotch, and sent it to somebody.
Well, you're the one that wanted to see it so bad.
It's Brett Favre.
Ladies and gentlemen, Naomi Grossman
is here. If Bart Starr has a telegram from 1963 with his penis in it, I'm going
to
look at it.
Too.
Thank you, Sean Merrick, laughing at both the penis and the technology joke of my telegram.
Well, there is a lot more sexting going on, I'll say that, with, you know, Instagram. And what's the one where it disappears? You know, you send a picture of your genitals.
Oh, I've heard of this with
disappears.
The kids.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Okay, so you can send something filthy and
it
won't follow you.
It disappears within either 10 seconds or 15 seconds.
They say that, but you know that they're fucking keeping it at headquarters.
I don't know.
I don't. There's no way that just.
None of mine showed up again. Well, I don't know.
No, it disappears from your phone and the person you sent it to. The people who are the middlemen, the servers. There's no way that they can't access that stuff.
I have no idea. Listen, I wanted to ask you, because I wanted to play some Shotgun Storyworthy if we could, Naomi.
Sure.
But before that, you do play Pepper on FX's American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And do you know if it's coming back yet?
The show, yes.
Yes.
It's called Coven.
Oh,
so
Coven.
So it's no longer Asylum.
One.
It's a whole new story.
Right, right, right.
In fact, that's the whole deal with the show. It's a mini series.
That
Each season
is a new story.
Right, exactly.
So returning actors, but not story.
Right,
so
but Jessica Lange is
Pepper's
a through
gone.
Line. How about Dylan McDermott?
He's I don't know
line.
That he's back.
And Connie Britton?
No,
she...
she's not back.
Okay.
To my knowledge, yet.
Because the thing with American Horror Story is the characters can die, but that doesn't mean they're not coming back.
Yeah, it's kind of like Star Trek.
Right. Well, I think, yeah, you're right. Characters die, and that means nothing. But we haven't seen a character return to to another season. We've only seen an actor. Does that
I
make
see
sense?
What you're, yes, I do understand. Because American Horror Story is basically taking everybody's worst horror images and thoughts and everything you've ever been scared of and putting in one goddamn show to scare the pants off of you.
That's true.
That's what
so
it is.
So you can take a dick pic.
So you can take a dick pic. So Naomi, I know you get asked this all the time, but let's just walk us through the makeup of transforming to Pepper. Just walk us through.
Okay. Well, it often starts as early as like 4 a.m. Only because it's like a 2.5 to 3 hour process. And if we're going to shoot it, you know, 9 a.m., which is a really normal time to start work, then, you know, you got to work backwards. You know, I got to be on set by, say, or ready by 7 so that we can rehearse
so
and
do?
Be
the
done
first
by
thing
8
is
and then shoot by 9.
You shave your head. That's the first thing.
Right.
And then what?
Well, wait a minute. Let me just say, this is Hollywood. You had someone shave your head for you.
Of course.
Yeah. She's just got to shave her head like an animal.
Well, I wasn't.
She had a professional head
like
shaver
that,
come in.
Because animals are always shaving their heads.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that's true. So how do you think bald eagles start?
They're not bald, honey.
How did you
They're
start?
White feathers. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
America.
But yeah, they did keep a little knob on the top of my head.
Where that ponytail sticks out.
Right.
Okay, so what's the next step in the process of your makeup?
The makeup. Well, there was a lot of prosthetics, of course, involved. So there, I probably went to maybe 7 or 8 makeup meetings before I was ever even on set.
And they are shaping pieces to your face and your back.
So they put,
and,
you know, silicone casts, made silicone.
Was that uncomfortable?
No. I mean, listen. Stand still and shut up for a full 20 minutes is not easy for me.
Right.
But
you're so grateful to be working and you're happy to be acting, and who doesn't want to do... Right.
Yeah, when I hear about, you know, actors that have, you know, are divas about that, I think I can't...
Right, because you just want to act. It doesn't matter how long you're in a makeup chair.
Yeah.
But is it uncomfortable?
Yeah, to be covered in silicone and still for, you know, 20 minutes.
And how long might you leave that on? For 12 hours, 10 hours?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. That was just for the original cast. Would take, like, 20 minutes. And then, yes, then they, like, sculpted these pieces, which they would then apply to my face. They probably had, like, a drawer full of, you know, a good 20
you
peppers.
Would just, yeah, just pepper.
And they would never repeat a given face.
Oh, wow.
So once
oh,
we
really?
Did it, it
now,
was
that's
done.
Funny, because I would think they would... In normal show, they would need it to be exactly the same every time.
Was that these were the exact same pieces.
Was
they
it
were,
hygiene?
Oh, I see, I see.
I think so, and I think they
I
don't
see.
Quite keep. I don't think
and
they apply
the same
time. What's
going on with the teeth?
Time.
How was that?
That was some, you know, just like mm-hmm. dentures that you pop in. They form those teeth for me.
And
yeah,
then the
pop
comes
in.
Along, and they put you in the funniest clothes
and
in the world.
And then a big
world.
Fat suit for me.
Wow.
And, you know, I had a fake eyeball that made my eyeball look the other way.
And was that a contact lens?
That was a contact lens.
Was that uncomfortable?
That was uncomfortable. It basically distorted my vision such that I couldn't see out of that eye.
Wow.
So there were a lot of times where... You know, like when I was climbing up the really spiny staircase with Jessica Lange and I thought, oh God, don't let me fall.
Right.
You know, or even the name game. At one point I remember, you know, there's like 500 extras and big cameras swooping around.
It
must
have been so much fun.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you don't want to run into Jessica Lange or, you know,
no, of
swooping
course.
Camera. At one point, they actually took the eye out because we were such a wide shot, they'd never see the eye, and I'd had it in for 12 hours, and that is uncomfortable. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, there's so many people in this room. Like, I literally only saw half of it.
And they put a hunchback on you or something?
At one point, yeah, they did have, like, a prosthetic spine they even put. Applied.
And your head looked really small.
Well, and most of that is only because they built my body up to be so big.
I see.
And that's another reason why they decided to go ahead and shave my head. Because, you know, these makeup artists can do anything. They could put a ball cap on me, of course. But this shaving my head made it look even smaller.
More right. pinheady.
It really
you know.
Did. It's yeah. such a great character. Aww. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people, you have pictures on your Facebook of people bringing you, like, dolls they've made
oh, yeah.
with Pepper. And her genitalia.
Oh.
And just his. What?
That's true.
That's terrible.
No, that's true? I didn't make
what?
That up.
That's true.
Pepper has a penis.
Somebody gave me a doll of like a... It's not Pepper. It's okay. Schlitzy, which is Pepper's prototype.
Oh,
there's apparently a not even a character, an actual person from the 1930s who was in Todd Browning's Freaks, which is a movie back in the day.
Yes.
Who it was a real live microcephalic that Pepper was actually modeled after.
Wow, that's interesting.
And he was a man. But they put him in a muumuu because it was easier with the bathroom
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yeah.
In any case, so yeah, somebody brought
oh,
me
I
a,
see.
A Schlitzy
okay.
with a
and
with
so,
an Anthony Weiner.
And you have been doing science fiction fairs and different things
yeah,
around the country. And that
all
must
over.
Is it fun or is it tiring?
Both. I mean, it's really fun. Like,
yeah.
When I think about what my life was like a year ago, I wasn't doing that. And that's
and you get
fun.
To wear some amazing dresses I've seen online. I love that. How is that?
I know, right? I love that.
What
too.
Happens? The designers, they want to see you in these certain clothes. You're little and tiny, and then you do a shoot.
Yeah.
You don't keep the clothes.
No.
No, you just wear the clothes. They make it fit you perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately it helps them because they have their, you know, their work being photographed.
Yeah, their line, of course.
With
no.
me in it.
Of course. That's
so,
exciting.
Yeah,
I think that would
win-win.
Be a fun part, right, Hannes?
Uh-huh.
Hannes just wants to know if he could get, like, free Wiener Schnitzel or something
yeah, no,
along
I
the
just,
line of
it's
bratwurst.
Like, there's nothing where, like, men are never like, you know what, I hope I get famous, and then they put suits on me and I get to wear suits. That never, just like, that
true.
Never is,
well,
you know.
Well, if they knew how many women they would get, maybe they would.
No, I know
that's
that, but
right.
I mean, no, they'll wear a suit to get women. I'm saying, like, you guys would actually enjoy, you're enjoying having the clothes put on you and made to fit perfectly, and then you have these pictures. It's like that whole process, even if a man ends up with pictures of himself looking fantastic in a tuxedo, he's not enjoying that part.
Hannes, you're bringing me down, man. You're
I'm
getting
just
old.
Saying,
I,
I'm not being old,
why.
I'm being male.
Well, oh my gosh. Hey, do you want to play a little Shotgun Storyworthy?
Okay.
Music can only mean one thing. It's time for Shotgun Storyworthy.
The game where our storyteller spins the storyworthy wheel of truth and tells a true one-minute story about the topic it lands on.
So everybody, say it with me.
Spin that wheel!
drunk tank. Fairly recently got fooled into a dating a quadriplegic. Didn't see that coming. This is not a 1 minute story, but I'm going to give you bullet points. And this guy tricked me. He was a closet quadriplegic that picked me up in his like kidnapper van, which he drove with a joystick. Then we took me to the Hollywood Bowl. You know how the Hollywood Bowl is. They give you you can bring wine and whatnot, picnic. Well, here we are. I'm pouring him glasses of wine, and he's like, "Oh, it's fine. I've got really good tolerance." And I'm like, "Because I can't drive your car, right?" He did not get drunk, but I did. And see.
Oh, that's a whole one-person show there.
He couldn't walk? He was unable to walk?
He couldn't.
His quadriplegic, none of his limbs
were. It was from his neck
down. So once you got out of the van at the bowl, were you in that stacked parking or handicapped parking?
We were in handicapped parking.
And then he gets out of the van and he's in a chair?
Yeah, he had an elevator for his seat, of course.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it was one of those things where I remember when we parked, I thought, okay, I don't need to pretend. Like, this man gets in and out of his car every day. I don't have to do anything special.
Right.
So I jumped out of the car like you would and, you know, kind of waited. And then I realized, like, you know, time was going by and I thought, oh, maybe am I supposed to help him? So then I went around and I kind of helped him. It was awkward.
How did you meet him?
Well, a friend of mine posted a thing online. I've got free tickets to the show at the Hollywood Bowl. I can't use them. Who wants them?
Right, right.
So he responded first. I responded second. And I was so bummed I didn't get them that I wrote this flirty little message saying, "Oh, damn you, nameless man.
So
I can't
funny.
Say on the radio." And I said, "Unless you want to take me." So,
wow, you really walked right into that
one.
Damn,
literally walked. I mean,
I walked.
He did.
Yeah. He rolled.
Yeah, yeah.
But, basically, we started then this sort of flirtation over Facebook.
That is so interesting.
And that's when he left it only for a couple hours before the date that he said, "By the way, I should mention,
I don't walk.
I don't. Or
lift.
My hands.
I neither walk nor lift.
Or walk."
Wow.
And which I should have known because he'd been, I asked him, "Well, what time should we go?" Because, you know, I didn't even know if it was a date. Like, I didn't know if we were just supposed to, like, meet up at the entrance and pass off the tickets.
If you weren't a tie,
right, you know,
then you would have been, like, all over it.
If you could tie the tie. Well, anyway, this was a date. This was definitely a date to him anyway. And he said, "Well, why don't, let's go. The show's at, like, 7, so why don't I pick you up at, like, 4?
Whoa.
And I should have known then, like, huh?
Yeah, why would it take 3 hours?
Right?
That's two.
Well, now
right.
I know why it takes 3 hours, because it really, it does.
But
especially because I was going to have to heft him up the hill.
He must have been a nice guy, though, right? I mean, you wouldn't have been.
Oh, he was lovely.
Yeah, okay.
But a little manipulative.
Yeah, sounds
He brought on our, in the picnic basket.
Sojourn.
he brought some strawberries, which normally are delicious, but let's face it, you've got a
you had to feed him
strawberries. I had to feed him strawberries, which is very romantic.
Wow.
Something you don't just do on a first date.
Boy, Naomi Grossman, you have a whole other story in you now, right here, right now.
I'll never forget. I remember we had like crackers and I'd like, you know, cheese the cracker. And then I was like,
is that what the kids are calling it nowadays?
You know,
tough,
I was literally
man.
Like, do I like leave it on the end of the table, sort of like dangling? Or do I like feed like an airplane in?
You're on TV now. You don't have to go to the Hollywood Bowl under these circumstances.
You deserve at least one set of limbs to be working.
You have fans. People follow you. You're very popular. You really can get to the Hollywood Bowl in a different way.
Although,
I'm just saying.
I should be careful. I mean, I shouldn't be saying these nasty things about people.
This guy isn't going to listen to. Well, maybe he does. Maybe.
I'm just saying, playing a sort of a special
needs
person.
It's okay. He
person,
can't type out a response.
I'm supposed to be a little more sensitive.
I don't think Pepper's supposed to be dateable.
That's true.
She's in a nightmare.
She's really
for
untouchable.
Yeah, she really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, we would like to thank
Pepper
you so much.
Pepper would have just stabbed him in the neck, right, when she showed up.
We'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Naomi.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
For
we really appreciate
me. I enjoyed it.
And folks can follow you at Naomi W. Grossman on Twitter.
That's right.
And you're fun to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a good Twitterer.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. All right, you guys, we're going to wrap it up right about now. I'd like to thank everybody for helping out the show today, including Sean Merrick from Sideshow Network, Jorge Reyes, Joe Slepsky, and on behalf of our storyteller, Naomi Grossman, and to you, Hannes Finney, my dear friend and co-host, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.